Okay, good luck, everybody. I'd like to speak tonight about a topic, as I entitled it in the Shira, a lesser-known category of brachas, enjoying a pleasant fragrance. We're all familiar with brachas over food and drink and so on and so forth. And on Motzei Shabbos, we're familiar with the bracha over fragrances. We make bari and ebisamim. But as we'll see, that's not limited to Motzei Shabbos. I say it's lesser-known, but we should be aware of it anyway. And that's what I look into tonight. And Parshas told us that we learned this morning, the Torah states that when Yaakov dresses himself up as Esav to go for the purpose of kind of duping the father to get the bracha, so the source in source number one, Perkav Zayin, Posakav Zayin, says, Vayigash Vayishak Lo. So Yaakov approached Yitzchak, and Yitzchak kissed him, or he kissed Yitzchak. Vayorach es reach begodov, and he smelled the fragrance of his clothing. Vayivorach, and he gave him a bracha. Vayomer re'ei reach b'ni kereach soda asher bercho Hashem. Behold, take a look, the smell, the fragrance, the scent of my son is like the scent of a field which has been blessed by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what exactly does this mean? What's Yitzchak exclaiming about? So Rashi says in the second source, where was Yaakov coming from? He was coming from hunting and killing an animal and preparing the meat and so on. What smells worse than that? You're dealing with inside of animals and so on. Stinks, you know. So what was the pleasant smell, right? I'll tell us that somehow the fragrance of Gan Eden was present in Yaakov at that moment, and that's what Yitzchak smelled. Kireach Soda Asher Berch Hashem. Next Rashi, Shenosan Bo Reach Tova. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a pleasant odor, a pleasant scent. And Vizes Dei Tapuchim. That's the famous Dei Tapuchim. What is Dei Tapuchim exactly? Came to Hashem Hussein. That's the Gemara in Tainus, Chav Testament, Bay Source 3. Vayomer, this Pasuk. Vayomer, the Gemara Darshan is this Pasuk. Vayomer Rei Reach Bini Kireach Asher Berch Hashem. Amr Gehuda Breid of Shmuel Bar Shelas, Mishmei Derav. Kireach Soda Shal Tapuchim. You know, in those who say it's Shalashudas, Gan Eden somehow, those who say Askinu Sudosa, whether it's Shalashudas or all the Mills of Shabbos, so there's a reference there to Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin. Chakal is a field. Chakal Tapu, the field of the fragrant or the sweet smelling apples. Whatever exactly that is, that the Kabbalah, there's some significance to that. Somehow it represents Gan Eden and it represents all the Shekhinah itself, so to speak. But Chakal Tapuchin, so Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin is a field of fragrances, of sweet smelling apples. We should clarify by saying that actually it doesn't mean apples at all. In modern Hebrew, tapuach is an apple. In biblical and Talmudic Hebrew, tapuach is not an apple. Okay, and Tos is there in Tainus of Testament Bay, so it's four. There's a similar Tos elsewhere in Shabbos. It says, so tapuach in yesh mefarshim tapuachim kareach esrogim, like an esrog, citrus fruit. The truth of the matter is, again, tapuach, in modern Hebrew, right, orange is tapuach zahav, tapuz for short, okay. A potato is tapuach adama. A tapuach simply means a puffed up fruit. That's the lift. Puffed up fruit. That's all it means. In modern Hebrew, it's an apple. If you think about it for a moment, apples are not indigenous to today. Anything can grow anywhere. But I'm saying that apples are not indigenous to the Middle East. I think it's a colder climate, right? You get them from Washington State. It's a colder climate type of fruit. The Gemara has different opinions as to what Adam and Chava ate in the Gan Eden. Michelangelo painted it an apple, okay? But it wasn't an apple. The one opinion says an esrog, yeah. No one says that it's an apple. Okay, no one says it's an apple. Okay, Michelangelo, based on the Christian tradition, you know, painted the apple. That's what everybody associates. And we call it the Adam's apple and so on. It was an apple. I tell you what, this has halacha lemaisa, perhaps ramifications. I'm not telling anybody what to do. But the truth of the matter is, the Gemara says, this is a total side point. The Gemara says in Pesachim, when Charoses at the table in Pesach, So Charoses is zechel tapuach. Remembers the tapuach, because the Medrash says that the women had babies, you know, they were afraid the babies were going to be thrown into this. They had the babies outside. Tachas pasen shereshim. Tachas atapuach or aticha. You were raised under the tapuach trees. The women had the babies out in the field under the tapuach trees. So we have tapuach in the charoses. Tapuach, modern Hebrew, is apple. And Ashkenazim, apple is the main ingredient in charoses. The Esfarim, they have no apples in the charoses. The dates, figs, other things. Shulchan Aruch talks about things with maybe so compared. The Esfarim do not have apples in the charoses. By us, it's a basic. Okay, they never heard of apples in the charoses. I mean, now they know about it, but they don't have apples in the charoses. And it doesn't say that in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ashkenazic twist is the main thing, but probably tapuach, more likely in the pasuk there and in the medrash about Mitzrayim, is probably a citrus tree. That's what does grow in that part of the world. So some people, I have to admit myself too, My wife, makes charos like all the other Ashkenazi traditional women, with apples and the main ingredients, with the nuts and the cinnamon, whatever else. But at my behest, she poured that wine. My behest, we will sprinkle some orange juice or lemon juice in the charos to give it that sort of flavor. Okay.
Tangy,
your pungent flavor. Yes. Anyway, so that's what it is. So the Maharsha, there in Tainus Chav Testament Beis, in source number 5, he says, quotes that pasuk as sapuach v'atzayar, pasuk in Shir Hashirim, as srogim and so on, means some kind of a citrus fruit like an esrog. So it's interesting because some midrashim have it that the Marsha fills in that what Yitzhak smelled was actually the garments, because according to one tradition, the garments that Rivka gave Yaakov to wear when disguising himself as Esav were the garments, the special garments that Esav had. Where did he get those garments? Those were the garments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself had made for Adam Arishon after the Chait, and he got that from Nimrod. Nimrod eventually got it from Adam Arishon, Esav got it from Nimrod, and kept them in the house, and Rivka gave that to Yaakov to wear. So the garments had been in Gan Eden Taka, okay, that's, before they were thrown out.
The Rabbi Shreve said that Yaakov was in Gan Eden 3 years.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm not sure. But anyway, that's the Medrash he quotes. It's actually two of them. Right, Midrashim. What he smelled was the garments. It had nothing to do with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rashi said, gave a Reach Gan Eden to Yaakov. Rather, he had the garments, whatever it is. Okay, and that's the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, in Parsha Samachay, Simon Chav Beis, in 6. Nothing smells bad than the innards of an animal you just shechted. Okay, whether it's the garments or the tim, okay, but it's a pleasant smell. And he gave him a bracha. So it's interesting. We have a practice to make brachas or din, that one should make brachas over pleasant fragrance. There are lots of things that we enjoy, and it gives people a certain amount of ahonah and a certain amount of pleasure. There's a very interesting comment to the Ben Ish Chai, address of Chaim of Baghdad, one of the great Sfardi poskim. He writes in Parshas Vaschanan, that problem is not to us now, but he talks about Nimtza, the Taryag Mitzvah, same social meaning. He says there are three types of mitzvahs. We discussed in this past. We know Hanikor Mitzvahs, Chukim Mishpatim. Some mitzvahs are what we call mitzvahs, meaning these are mitzvahs which we would understand. We understand the reason behind it. Yeah, that's a mitzvah. We understand the Sichlis, right? Chukim are mitzvahs which we don't really understand. Not that there's no reason. We don't understand the reason. And Mishpatim are so mitzvahs which are so obvious the reason that even if the Torah wouldn't have commanded it, we would have come with ourselves, a civilized society. Can't murder, right? Okay, anyway, so he says, and they're Keneged, listen to this, Keneged Gimel Mitzvahs Mine Eila, Keneged Gimel Mine Mitzvahs Eila, Nosan Hashem Yisborach L'Adam, Gimel Mine Hanoah. The human being has three types of things that benefit him. Ha'echor hanos ha'tam, shubapet, taste, which is in the mouth. Ha'sheni hanos ha'reach ha'tov u'b'chotem, smelling something good, that's with the nose. Ha'gimel hanos mara ha'tov u'b'ainayim, seeing something which gives you pleasure. He speaks about these three things. U'shloshto mitzumish gashmas v'olam hazeh. And those are the ikker types of hanos that a person has. Achil and shtir, which is bepeh. Okay, which is in this world, the ikar hanor, that a person, you can live without the hanor, you can't live without the hanor of food, your person can't live without food. Okay, you can live without smelling, you can even, for a time, so he's blind, so you can live without seeing, but you have to eat to survive. So that's in this world. Then eventually, when the body expires and the soul lives on, so you don't need food anymore. But in the Gan Eden, he talks about one level of Gan Eden, the pleasure you get is hanor hareach, be Gan Eden tachton, okay? That this smells pleasant and so on, whatever exactly that means. And then, later on, get even the higher level of Gan Eden, so to speak, is the Gan Eden of gazing at a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tzadikim, Yoshino, Tzasem Hashem, and Nenemiz, the Ashkina. So he says these three things. Okay, you can read through it if you want. It's a very fascinating comment, I think. And he said that's why they're positioned in the face. The mouth is lowest, and the nose, and then the eyes, and it ascends, right? This is in this world, this is the lower level of Gan Eden, that's the higher level of Gan Eden. Exactly. But in any event, at the end, he writes, the last paragraph, the last line, there are 7, V'hinei kvar amarnu da'afa gav ikar tiyus adam olam hazeh tiyah b'hanah shebepeh, im kol zeh nosan ha'kosh bo'ol adam olam hazeh hanah b'reach v'chotem, hanah b'riya b'inayim, u'lechach b'chol shlosha mine hanahs elu tiknu chazal brachas. For that reason, Chazal instituted the brachas to be recited upon these three benefits that a person has, and these three sources of enjoyment that a person has in this world. It's interesting. I mean, the two senses that are missing here, the sense of touch and hearing, but the truth is, there is no bracha. If you hear a beautiful singing voice. Huh? Well, they brought us on mitzvahs as we hear, like the shofar. But I'm saying it's not hana. A thunder. A thunder is a sheriff, but that's a sheriff hazah. The birchas hanah, birchas hanenin. If a person, enjoys it, hears a wonderful concert or a beautiful person singing, there's a voice, there's no bracha on it, even though it is a form of pleasure. Okay? And sometimes things you touch also, people feel very touching certain things. But anyway, there's no bracha. That's the Ben Ishchai comments, because those three somehow relate to the essence of a person. So the Gemara says in brachas, in source number 8, Tanur Rabbanan, Asu lo l'adam, Shiyahena mina olam azeh below bracha. The Gemara makes a general statement, bracha slamet hamet al, source 8, that is forbidden for a person to benefit from this world without reciting a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chala nenem in olam azeh below bracha ma'al. And if you do benefit from this world without blessing Hashem first, it's if you're stealing. And not only stealing, but the special type of stealing, as Rashi explains, ma'al 9, bracha slamet hamet al, ma'al kenenem in a hektish. Okay, hektish means something which is property of the Beis Hamikdash, something that's been sanctified, consecrated. You're not allowed to use such an item for your personal benefit. If somebody donates something to the Beis Hamikdash, so I can't now use this table or this whatever, even an animal. I can't use it for my own personal benefit. If you do, so that's called me'ila. That difference we do on purpose or intentionally, not for unintentionally, that's not right now. But anyway, that's called me'ila. And it says, D'chsiv Hashem ha'aretzimah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. So in a certain sense, everything in this world is consecrated. So if you go ahead and you benefit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put it without a bracha, you're in violation of me'ila in a certain sense, right? That's the pasuk says, until in Parakov Dal, pasuk Aleph 10, L'davin mizu Hashem ha'aretzimah, Tehla Shema, famous pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. Now there's another pasuk at the very end of Tillim, the last pasuk of Tillim. Kuf Nun, Kapitel Kuf Nun, Posik Vav, we say at the end of Psukkah Dizim, right? Call on Hashem, Halelka, Haluka. Right? Every breath, and every breath should one should praise God. So a further Gemara in Brachas, Mem Gimel Ambei, source 12, says as follows. Amar of Zutu Bartuli Amarav, Minayin Shemivarch Nala Reach. How do you know you should make a bracha when you enjoy the fragrance, the scent of something pleasant? Shanamar, this Posik, call on Hashem, Halelka. What's that got to do with the smell? So look what the Gemara says. Ezehu davar shanashama nenes menu, ve'ein haguf nena mimenu. What's an example of something that the soul, the inside you benefit, but there's actually no tangible physical benefit? That's reyach, that's smell. Now, there's nothing physical that happened. You smell something, so whatever pleasure you have is an internal kind of pleasure. There's no actual external physical pleasure that you get out of it. That's reyach. So there's a sefer in 13, Rabbeinu Bachya, one of the Rishonim, important commentator on Chumash, Talmud of the Rabban Rashbo school. So he had a sefer, because a sefer called Shulchan Shel Arba, a table of four-legged table, and that's where he has a lot of dinim about brachas and meals and food and so on, and a lot of that's a good name for a cuckoo, by the way. But Shulchan Shel Arba tells you, okay. So, Rabbeinu Bach, most of cook, yeah, he's right. Anyway, so Rabbeinu Bach writes over here in the Sefer Shulchan Arba, in the end of Shar Aleph, "V'dami masha amru Chazal osu lehanos min olam azeh below bracha." That Gemara in brachas that we saw in Source 8, "Lamed Hevan off," they're not allowed to get hanof from this world without a bracha. "Bichlal kol hanos amru kain." That's not only food; that's all benefits. "Bein b'mashu toim," when he tastes something; "Bein b'mashu merich," who smells something; "Bein b'mashu roev v'shomeya," he mentions shomeya. "Sharei al arba chushim elu tiknu bracha." He speaks of the four senses because he includes hearing. Okay, but we won't go into that now. We'll look at the Chush HaReach, and continuing 13, third line. Chush HaReach, the sense of smell, Yesh L'Varach Alav Gamkein, should bless also. The Yesh was the Asmachtam in a Pasuk, and what do you know? He quotes a Pasuk from our Sedra. Rabbeinu Bachya quotes our Sedra as the source for a bracha on the smell. Re'ei Reach Benik, Reach Sodeh, Asher Berch Hashem. That's what we had back in Source 1. That's the Pasuk Perk of Zion of Raisin. Pasuk of Zion, right? He quotes that that's an Asmachtam. In the footnotes, Rabbi Shevel wrote the Mosar Kook edition of Shulchan Arba. It's in a section, a work called Kisra Ibn Abachir. So he has in a footnote, he said, I don't see anybody else quote that. He said, because after all, the Gemara gives a different pasuk, which Ibn Abachir goes on to say. But oh, Dixiv Kona Shemat HaLakot. It's interesting, because it sounds like the Iker pasuk is this one. Incidentally, now you could say, okay, one's a pasuk, and one's a pasuk, and Tillim. Yeah, but the Gemara quotes that pasuk. So Rabbi Shevel writes in the footnote, he says, I didn't find anybody else who said that. I looked around, I did find. But for the parish Brachas Atulas, I meant to bring it from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yochor, who was one of the Rebbeim of the Ramban. So it's the same school, also seems the same, and it's the Yaakov Mamloes brings in the Mamloes later. So they may have gotten it from Rabbi Bachya. But anyway, it's an interesting idea. Okay, and he quotes the Gemara as well. Right, correct. Correct, because it's not even talking about, right. Yeah, it's true. Okay, I'm not asking a question, I'm just making a point. You know, he quotes the Gemara's pasuk also. It's just a
person who's smelling, and one is talking about a story.
It's just interesting, I thought. But anyway, the Marsha there, in Brachas Mem Gimel Beis in 14, writes, Harea, dear Masla, have a omer, Zeharea, Harea, who echad mehea, kushim, right? Smell is one of the five senses, okay, that a person, not only a person has, but all Balechaim have. And animals actually have a keener sense of smell than you know, many animals have a keener sense of smell than human. Okay, even though they don't have a neshama, and that's what the question is: what's the guy doing the neshama? Animals have it also. But nonetheless, for us human beings, so to speak, it's somehow the reach sense is connected somehow to the neshama. The Aruch HaShulchan, every breath. Yeah. And the Aruch HaShulchan is in Reish Tzayin Tzif Aleph and Aruch Haim. Right, Isa beBrachas, he quotes this Gemara in Brachas and so on, and he says the goof has no physical benefit from smelling, but the neshama does. Klomar shalom nomar dein tarach bracha ladavah nichos atocha goof kachilu shtia. Don't think the only time to make a bracha is something enters the body. Okay, and that's what it means. You're not allowed to benefit from this world, and not reach. It's not true. He says reach tov also, huh? Reach tov also. Yesh chiyu bracha, and that's called hanos haneshama. He says mishum delegabe achilu shtihu tainer ruchani. Hamiyuchas and neshama laguf. Lachen kaviyachol gam a Kadosh Baruch Hu ksiv reach nichoach l'Hashem. How many times is that possible? Right? Kadosh Baruch himself, so to speak, enjoys the smell of the karbonis. Reach nichoach l'Hashem. It's a ruchniyutik idea, right? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu smells the karbonis. What a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs the smell. Somehow he enjoys the smell. What does it even mean? But by many karbonis, it says reach nichoach ishel Hashem. Common pasuk. So it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu also somehow reach is connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam, in the very beginning of Hilchos Brachos, Parak Aleph of Beis, Surah 16, writes, "V'divrei Sofrim." These are all dinim drabbana. Levarach al kol meichol tchila. You have to make a bracha before you eat anything. Then you can enjoy it. V'afil nisgavet lechol ishos kol shem varach. That doesn't matter. Okay, that's something else. V'chein im hareya im heiriach reach tov mevarach v'achar kachanamene. The Rambam writes, he links them together. Just like there's a bracha over food and something you eat, there's also a bracha of something you smell. And again, he says, "V'chol anena below bracha moal." The Shulchan Aruch paskin this way. It's doing reish tezayin. It's interesting. There are two simonim in Aruch Haim. Yes. Yeah, so no, make the bracha over it. Let's like eating before you. Are you supposed to make the bracha? If you know you're doing it, we'll see. So you take a look. The two simonim in the Shulchan Aruch. We should know this. Again, a lot of people aren't aware. That's why I call this a lesser known category of brachas. The two simonim in the Shulchan Aruch are simon reish tes zayin and reish yud zayin. Somebody wants to mark. It's too bad that he couldn't arrange it that simon reish yud ches, which the next one would have been hilchos reach. So off by one. You couldn't have chaver. Done something to make a bad day. Okay. Anyway, yes, I know.
I walk in front of a person, Dalai Amos.
Yeah.
So it's Kav Ba'Amos. It's cooked base.
Okay. You have some cute things like that, but it didn't work here. One off by one. Anyway, so Harak and Reish Hazayin Tivala writes, also Lahanas Mariach Tovah Shivar Kodem Shuviyah, Aval Achra Vein Tzorch Levar Kum. There's no Bracha Chrona. By food, there's a Bracha Chrona, right? Empty weight also. Okay, that's a good question too, but they come up this year, fine, but there's no Bracha Achrona over there. Getting back to the Shulchan Shal Arba, Rabbi Nebach is looking 18. He writes, "Omnam, top of the next page, lo tiknu bracha kesheyishma adam kol kinor v'ugav." There is no bracha instance when you hear a harp or some other lyre, other pleasant instruments, and so on. Oreg ma'od, even though shanefes smechabo, even though you enjoy it, many people get the simcha and satisfaction of hearing a beautiful musical instrument and so on. And the pasuk even says ki kolei harev umarif navar, the voice can be beautiful. Vatam, he says mipnei shakol ein lo mamish. There's nothing mamish. Hi, v'im toma harech gam kenim lo mamish. Right, reich also not hareish mamish l'peros me'yos harech. Yeah, but the fruit or the plant or the flower has mamish. He said, okay, v'im toma afakol yesh mamish l'kli, the instrument. Ola Adam, I'm sure the person is singing. But he says, Eino doma reach shall perish the kol ayotz miguf Adam or kli, ki reach hapri, o habosem, hu miguf o atzmuso shall hapri. That's the essence. A human being, the essence is not the voice. Okay, that in other words, somehow the smell is essential, right? Kol Adam or kol kli, eno miguf o atzmuso, ela mitzad ruach hamanesh mashibo. You play it, you produce it. You use the instrument to produce it. You use your voice box to produce a sound. But it's not essential. That's what he says. But he said,
I mean, when you're smelling something, the molecules are reaching your
nose. Right, no, you're right. That's true. It's something more physical. Right, ear. What is this wave? This wave, the vibration. Yeah, that's going to be different.
There is
going to be different. Right, right. That's what he's saying. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Right. Yeah. Right, nothing wrong. That's what he said. When we time there, he's Kirat Torah. He buys the four, these four senses are mentioned in the Torah. He quotes the Pasuk in Vashana, Perak Dal, Pasuk of Ches 19. Okay, they can't see, they can't hear, they can't eat. Those are the senses the Torah mentions. Okay, now the Mordechai. Huh? I'm saying one of those mentions taste, doesn't mention touching. I mean, okay, in Tillim says Yudayim Vela Yivishon is in Tillim, but here's in the Torah. Okay, now. Okay, breathing. That's the other point. I think that's what I mentioned. Call on a Shoma Talakah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu breathed the breath of life, and you know, it blew, so to speak, in. So that's the idea of Reich also, the absorbing. And a kind of destiny of a person. Yeah. Okay, good. Now, it's interesting. The Mordechai mentions we do make a bracha on seeing something on fire, for example, on Motzei Shabbos. The Mordechai is in bracha, the eighth parak, Kuf Peites. So here's what he says. He says, Ein mevarach ala or ala Motzei Shabbos. We mentioned, we only make a bracha on fire on Motzei Shabbos. If I light a Havdalah candle on Tuesday, you don't make a bracha. On Thursday, you don't make a bracha. Okay, how come we don't make a bracha if I need to, again, the olden days before lecture, I need to see the way. So I light a fire, I'm benefiting from it, right? I can see where I'm going. Don't we make a bracha, on the sun, it's a different type of bracha. He doesn't mention. Yes, sir. Now, the Moran Avraham brings this, and right, you can see, right. Those perhaps a different category of bracha. But that's what the Mordechai is saying, is that this is a different type of bracha. We don't mention, it's a special dinner on Shabbos, we don't have other brachas in that category. The Moran Avraham, in the very beginning of Sin Reish Tezayin, Sin Cotton Aleph, mentions a few things.
When you see a king, you make the bracha.
Right, but that's not Hanoah. That's not Hanoah.
Well, there's no difference. This isn't Hanoah either, is it?
But smelling Hanoah.
No, but so why?
The fire, I mean. Why are they bothered? Why is he bothered by the fire?
Anything special? It's no different than seeing a king.
Right, but maybe
you
there you benefit.
There's a king and you're blind. Would you just make that?
Don't remember. Right, I don't know. It's a good question. You don't get. I don't. Yeah, it's not a different type of bracha. It's a bracha of covered mouth. It's a kol shamayim. Yeah. No, but I'd also say that. No, but let's say the fire. I can see where I'm going. Maybe that's why it's different. So he does because other people can help him and so on. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the Magen Avraham writes a few dinim about smell. He says, first of all, why is it taka no bracha achrona? So he says, mishum mu'etasi. After all, it's a minimal hanah. Or my high time and bracha of shechiyano. You know, when you have a new fruit, you haven't had a long while, there's a bracha of shechiyano when it first blossoms, right, in the season. You don't make a bracha of shechiyano when you have new flowers that grow. Okay? The leonary, mishum shem kol ha'shona, a different reason. But he writes the kobo pierce mishum de chishamavstik harech mechot makpar over anoso. There's no bracha achrona because once you smell it, it's gone. Okay, food it stays in the stomach for a longer or shorter period of time depending on the food. But lemaisa said there's still impact afterwards. You make a bracha. It's digesting, and that's by the way the dinner bracha achrona. How long do you have after eating to make the bracha achrona? Well, it has to do with digestion. With
smell,
right? The smelling though, we smell it, then it's gone. Okay, Mashenek and Meshil, Shachilah, Nishara, B'toch Me'al. Good. Kosovo Mordechai quotes this Mordechai, you only make a bracha on Dovash and Guf Nenebo, and so on. And talks about Hamamish, and at the end he writes, Behod the Ein Mavarcha al Rechitza Vesicha. Okay, what about, the person takes a nice hot bath, you relax, you're comfortable, you sit in the shvit. Exactly, we don't have a bracha, maybe many people enjoy that. Or Sicha means, rubbing certain types of oils and lotions that many people find very comfortable and so on. We don't make brachas on that. He says, Kevin, they nichnos in lagu, the external and not internal. So writes the Mordechai and the Mishabrua, there in Sin Reish Tezayin, Sukkot and Dalet, says they're more or less the same thing, that they don't go into the body and so on. Okay? Again, he makes mention in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Gimel there. He mentions that Kvar Nifsak Hano Legami, the Hano is gone quickly. Okay, that's what Bracha Chona.
Vapor up.
Yeah, it stays, true. It stays on a long time.
Probably because of
Tisha B'Av. Yeah, it's interesting.
smelling.
Right, that's true. Yeah, I put snuff around. We'll get to that. Yeah, so it's a different category, apparently. So it's a totally different kind of thing. It's a different pleasure. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I hear you saying it's a different type of pleasure. But so we'll see. We'll get to it. We'll see the second connection to that. I just want to point out the Shari Tshuva, full disclosure, and that's in Reish Tzayin Sukkot and Beis. Quote, someone said you should make Shechiyanu on flowers or plants that grow Shenasu L'Hariach, but he says, Lo Shamanu V'lo Reinu Zeh. We know no one does it. I'm talking about the new season, like Shechiyanu, where they first grow. He said, we never see anyone do that. So the Tzlach asks a very interesting question. And he points out, on that Gemara in Brachos, Mem Gimel Beis, Apostle Kol Neshama Tel Kol, the Tzlach, that's an Abihuda, okay, wonders why, after all, if the earlier Gemara in Brachos Lamed Hay says you're not allowed to benefit from this world without a bracha, why do you need a special limud to teach you smell on Mem Gimel, because of Kol Neshama Tel Kol, if it's Hana, so then it's included under the first case statement. The Gemara in Brachos Lamed Hay says, Kol Ananim Elam Ezeh Belo Bracha, so you have to give a bracha. So then the Mem Gimel, they wake up, here's why you have to say a bracha on a pleasant fragrance. What do you mean? If it's a hanah, so it's already included in the early Gemara. That's the Tzlach Kasher. Okay, so that's, so he says, so he has the following lumdus. He says as follows. He says, after all, where is it? The third line. He says, "V'nirush from the reish pirkin shanin the tonar abonar asalom shenem elaz the bracha v'cholanem elaz melam ezev elorachem well." Hari Kaimalon, he says the following, Gemara Pesachim Chav Vav Mad Aleph, which I didn't print because it's right here, it's the only one I need. Kol Mara V'Reach Ein Bohem Yisul Me'ila. The Gemara says whatever benefits in this world without a bracha, it's like Me'ila. Remember, it's like you stole from Hektish. However, the Gemara Pesachim rules that Kol, a sound, there's no Me'ila by a sound, by a voice. So somebody, let's say, enjoys whatever sound is being the Levim singing or something in the Beis Hamikdash, that's not called Me'ilah if you enjoy that sound. Also looking at something, gazes, no Me'ilah, you don't violate benefiting from Hektish on those three things, Kol, Mara, and Reah. So if I enjoy this, one second, but that's the point. If I enjoy smelling the burning of the Ketores, and I love it. So I walk near the Beis Hamikdash, you know, and I smell it, I really love it. That's not called Me'ilah, that's not called benefiting from Hektish. Or if I enjoy the sound, if I enjoy something I see, I like the structure, I like looking at the building, it's magnificent. Three things, Kol, Mara, and Reah, there's no Me'ilah. So says the Tzlach, says the Tzlach, so now he makes the following comparison. He says, the first Gemara says you must make a bracha on Hanoch in this world, because otherwise it's Me'ilah. But Me'ilah doesn't apply to Reah. Mamele, you need the second Gemara to say, no, but nevertheless the bracha on Reah. That's why. Yeah? The Kasha is waiting to bracha on Reah, because I might have made the comparison, take it literally all the way, that I can get on all without a bracha. It's only those things. Right. So he says, if you take it literally, right, then somebody might make the connection. Yes, someone might make the connection. Okay, now he does mention, in the footnotes in the Tzlach later, the Sefer Tzionim LaTorah, that's the Yitzchak Engel, he says that perhaps the Bracha on Reach is not a Bracha Sanen at all, but a Bracha Shevach V'Hodah. So it's a different type of Bracha, but that's not generally accepted. Rav Soloveitchik, this is printed in Rabbi Reichman's Rishima Shurim, on that Gemara Brachas Mem Gimel. He asked the same Kasha, basically. It says here, the Tzlach asked this Kasha. So first he gave a Teret, said Brichas Reach is different, because the same, he doesn't quote the Tzlach, but it's the Tzlach, the same answer. Because the Kol, Mara, and Reach have no Me'ilah, and therefore, we came and look on the fourth line, She'ein Bereach Yisumila, Ein Mokom Lomar, She'mavarach Kedelahatir Yisarno. Because what is the bracha? We're not allowed to benefit from this world without making the bracha. What does the bracha do? The bracha, in effect, is a license. We're not allowed, it's a permit, right? You're not allowed to, it's a hatir, okay? It's a matir. So I have things in this world, but I'm not allowed to benefit from it without a Kodesh Baruch Hu's permission, because it belongs to him. L'Hashem Ha'aretz Umloa. He owns everything. When I make the bracha, then he gives me the right to benefit, so that's a permit, right? That's the second part of Ha'aretz, the that I'm, is a Kan Lachar bracha. So he says, that removes the problem of Me'ilah, right? The bracha is the permit. But I might have thought, says the salvation, since smelling is not subject to that rule, so then I don't need a bracha, so to speak, as the permit. The only thing is that he says, that's why I need a special bracha. The only thing is he points to the Rambam, or Talmud Chuvah, the second paragraph, he points to the Rambam that kind of links, we'll see the Rambam shortly, but in Parak Tesal, Zichos Brachas Halacha Aleph, he says, the Rambam links the Birchas HaReach with the other Birchas HaNen, and it is part of that, you know, general rule, you're not allowed to benefit from without a bracha. Okay, and he says the Rambam, we already saw, if you take a look back, Parak Aleph Halacha Beis, that was the Rambam that I quoted, where is it now, back in source 16, right? When we did Rishol from the bracha called Michael Tchila, and he says, the Rambam lumps them together. The Rambam, despite the Tzach's answer and the Salvation's initial answer, the Rambam doesn't seem to hold of that distinction. He holds it should be under the category of, you know, of Kol Anena Melo Zebelo Brocha. So he gives another teret, why we need a Yalfusam Yuchedes, a special drosha. So the Rav suggested, four lines on the bottom of 27, I might go back to what we said before. I might have thought that it's only something that gives you physical pleasure. Okay, physical pleasure. But something with Hanos Neshama, that's a different type of Hana, and therefore it doesn't make a bracha. It doesn't need a bracha, Kamashon, and that's why we need the second bracha. And he says that perhaps the Korn Sana doesn't work out, but that's what he suggests. Now, in terms of the actual bracha, the text of the bracha, what's the bracha on, what are the brachas? A lot of people don't know. What are the brachas on fragrances? So, the Gemara in Brachas, Mem, Gimel, and Aleph, says in 28, Amar B'chir B'reidav, Abba Bar Nachmona, Amar B'chir B'chir B'rav, Barmila, Amar B'chir 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 B'chir, whoever said it, Kol HaMugmoros, some type of incense, right? Mevarch Alea Borei Atzei B'somim. The text of the bracha is brachas, it says, it means brachas hashem v'acholam, just till the end. Borei atzei b'samim, okay? Chutz mimusk, probably musk, shemin chayahu, that's an animal derivative, shemivarchin olav borei made b'samim, borei minei b'samim, different types of fragrances. And then the Gemara asks, one second, may say, ein brachin borei atzei b'samim, a firestone shall base rabbi, v'avestone shall base kesar, so a type of a firestone which is only in the house of leaders like Rebbe, wealthy people like Rebbe and the Caesar. All right, Tiupta, so reject that, fine. Amar Levi Chesel, Hamishcha, the Parasman, Maim Rachel, different types of fragrances. Amar Levi Chesel, Vehuda, Borei Shemen Artseno. Never heard that text before. Borei Shemen Artseno. Okay, so Amar, this is on oil, like when you open a, crack open a branch, there's a sap inside that smells pleasant. Right, you say, he says, Borei Shemen Artseno. Amar Levi, Barmine, the Behuda, the Chaviva, the Eretz Yisrael. Never mind what Rabbi Yehuda said, because he wanted to connect everything to Eretz Yisrael. He loved Eretz Yisrael. So what's the real bracha? B'chula Amamah, the rest of us. Amar Lei, Hachem Rabbi Yochanan, Borei Shemen Orev. That's a bracha that's on the books. Borei Shemen Orev. Okay? So that's the real bracha, a real bracha. So far we've had three brachas on fragrance mentioned in this little paragraph in the Gemara, on the bottom of them, Gimel and Aleph and brachas. Borei Atzei B'samim, Borei Minei B'samim, which is most famous for us because of Abdullah, and Borei Shemen Orev. Okay, and you can read in the Rashi. Now, on the Beis, I'm going to skip the Rashi, you can take a look. On the Beis, Brachas Mem Gimel Beis, Amar of Gidl Amar Rav, Hai Samlok, these are different types of fragrances. Okay, Rashi, in the next place, Samlok, Jasmine. Right, because of jasmine and honeysuckle and different types of plants that have pleasant fragrances. Amar of Gidl Amar Rav, Hai Samlok, Amar Atzei B'Samim. Amar Chanan Amar Rav, okay, Hani Chilfa Dima Vachan Labori Atzei B'Samim. Again, these are all different types of plants. I don't know where Zutra, because it's flax related, and then we say Borei Atzei B'Samim, because you remember when Yael, what's the name, the Racha, in the Yericho, hid them up, hid Yoshua's spies, it says the Pishtei are eight. So Pishtim are called eight, they have flax, the plants, we'll see in a moment what that refers to. Hai Narkum, the Ginusa, some garden flower, Vavarachan Borei Atzei B'Samim, the Dabra, but if it's out in the meadow, Borei Isvei B'Samim. So that's already a fourth bracha. Borei Isvei. Isvei means like grass, which comes not, as opposed to tree. Borei Isvei B'Samim. Amar Rav Sheshes, Hanisim Rechlam Borei Isvei B'Samim. That's also. Amar Marzutra, Haiman Demarach Besroga. If you smell your esrog, okay? O B'Chavusha, it's a quince type of fruit. Amar Borei Shenosan Reach Tol B'Peros. That's the fifth and final bracha. So this Gemara tells that there are five different brachas to possibly recite over fragrance, depending upon what it is you're smelling. Okay, it says Borei Atzei B'Samim, Borei Isrei B'Samim, Borei Minei B'Samim, Borei Shemen Orev, and Shenosam, we'll see the exact test, Reach Tov Vaperes. And that's how the Rambam brings, look in 32, Perek Tes, Michos Brochos, Halacha Aleph, Kishen, huh? We'll get that, well, there were moments, I'm not going to talk about it, because it's not accepted from most people. Okay, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, and the Rambam, Hilchos Bracha is Kashem. First of all, he says again, like we saw before, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, Kashem she'asol adam lahanos v'macho v'mashke korem bracha, kach asol anas berech tov korem bracha. You see, the Rambam lumps them together. It doesn't accept that distinction. He says, just like you can't eat or drink before a bracha, you can't smell something tov, v'keitza mevarach al reach tov, what's the bracha? So it depends. Im hoya zeh she'esh al reach eitz or min eitz, if it's some branches, a tree, then it's borei atzei b'samen. B'maya esev o minesev, the plant comes out of the ground, directly out of the ground, borei isev b'samen. B'mlo ha'yam in eitz, lo min adama, k'yon hamor, which is myrrh, but that, you know, that's like musk, shu min chaya, b'mlo borei minei b'samen. Say again? What's that? We don't get that. And then look at the Rambam said at the end. That's like the Shahakol Yebidvaro of Birchas Hareya. Borei Minei B'Samim is the catch-all, works for all of them. Okay, yeah.
If you're passing by a bakery,
Let's see. Amazing. Yeah, yeah. Right, we'll see. We'll see. So Ramo actually says, you make a bracha with the generally accepted. We don't. Okay, right. No, not here. Right. Okay.
So,
if you know, yeah, it is better. We'll see. If you can. Yeah. Okay, anyway. Yeah, sure.
On Borei Minei B'Samim, they have, in Eretz Yisrael, they make these vials that are
different.
Have the smell in it. It's liquid, but it has pieces of the plant in it.
Yeah, so that would be.
So you say Borei Minei B'Samim.
Yeah, if it comes from Minei B'Samim. If it's true, if it's branch. Oh, just say, no, yeah, you're making
wrong.
Yeah.
So my question is, what's the difference between that and
perfume? We'll see. Could we make a bracha? We'll see. It depends what you're doing with it. We'll see.
As long as that, the Sfarim still make the individual.
Yes, more Sfarim. Yes. Don't.
Generic,
right, more often than not. Whatever the truth is, the Aruch Shulchan writes, I don't think I printed it since you brought it up, the Aruch Shulchan writes that, you know, where the Ashkenazim came from, they were very rarely exposed to these other jasmine, these plants. They didn't have them, you know, and therefore we grew up without those kinds of plants, the same way the Sfarim in the Middle East had all these different things. So it just became, you're right, the Echanami. Let's just see a few other things.
Because of the word
Mina. Mina, yeah, all types. Yeah. Okay. Mina. And Alach HaGimel, he mentions the other bracha. Okay. Anyway, this theme appears in the Shulchan Aruch Sim, Reish Tez Zayin Tziv Beis. Okay, I'm not going to read it again. He says more or less the same. The Rambam has all the different brachas, and it's Tziv Dalet, the one that was the rare one, is Shemin Arev, right? That's from the sap of the tree. Okay. The Mishabur and Tzivkot and Gimel of Sim Reish Tez Zayin 34 says, Kodem Shirich, why you make the bracha before? Zibin Ober Lasiyosan, Kimo Bachilo Shar Mitzvahs. Generally speaking, we make a bracha before eating or before mitzvah. So here too, we make a bracha before the smelling. Okay, and then he says, "Kosu achonim dim shachach v'erech v'lo bracha v'nizka l'achar shegomel ariyach chivsi b'chosel." If you forgot, so that's it. Okay, it's over. Like by eating, if you already finished eating. Now, if you continue to smell it, like you're eating in the middle of a meal, you realize you forgot to make a bracha. Okay, so make a bracha now because you're still eating. Okay, or same with the mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah that's one more, let's say, still lulav. So the mitzvah to pick up the lulav. So once I picked it up, right, end of story. Okay, but let's just say, hours of sitting in the sukkah, okay, I'm going to be sitting in the sukkah for another hour, right? So I can make the bracha now. It's the same thing here.
It
gives you any benefit, any pleasure.
Saying, but 2A, even though I still
have the right, I think you smelled it. Yeah, once you derive the pleasure, once you enjoy it. That's what it looks like. Yeah. Now, the Mishabur and the Bir Halacha. Right, but that's not true. If you're going to continue to smell, you're holding it. Right. I would say continue. The Mishabur and the Bir Halacha. Let's see what I missed. The Bir Halacha there in Sifalov and Mareach Tov writes. Here's someone asks: the Ein Chiluk Bein Mivsamim Tolushin or Bein Shmatay Mechubar. It doesn't matter whether the plant or whatever you're smelling has been detached or it's still on the ground. You walk into a field of strawberries or whatever, and you smell or lilacs or whatever, tulips, okay, and you enjoy this, and you asked before. Okay, so that's, he says, Ein chilek bein mibsam tulushim ein shua daim mechubaret. Kigon, kisholach bistation, gdelim bosom apares abisam amarichin. Okay, that's what he says. Now, Tziv Gimel has a long discussion, a long mishabri halach. I'm not going to read the whole thing now, but just to summarize quickly, Machok is really shown him, what is the difference between atzei b'sam and isrei? When do you say eighth? Is it parallel to like Bori Priya 8 as opposed to Bori Priya Adama? Generally speaking, the difference in, and for most purposes, the difference between 8 and Adama is an 8, number one, perennial. The same thing grows every year as opposed to every year. Okay, and the other thing is that the leaves come out of not come out of directly the tree, but through a branch, right? It comes through something else. Where the leafy things, the leaves come right out of the thing, okay, or right out of the plant, or the leaves themselves are the plant. So those are two principal differences. So, but there's a third one that comes up, that's the Mishnah Berurah Tosfos and the Bralocha, that something which is hard, physically hard, like an eighth, would also get borei atzei b'samim. So, you know, again, everyone doesn't always have the expertise to know where you have a specific, you said, you have a, inside of a vial, like you said before, afraid, you don't know, did it come from a soft one or a hard one? You make borei atzei b'samim. That's another reason why you're covered. You don't know. Okay? You don't know. It's close. Yeah, so thank you. We'll get to that in a second. Okay, we'll get to that in a close.
If you do know.
Okay. Yeah. If you do know, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, one technical point. I'm sorry, yes? Yeah, it's very hard to know exactly what. And again, the machlokas are posting it. The Mishnah Berurah quote in that long Bir Halacha. You have time to read it again. Erech Tes Zayin Siv Gimel. Dibur Masna Atzei B'Samim. As the machlokas, the Ra'ah and the Rashba, whether it has to be hard, it doesn't have to be hard. But you're right; it's confusing. And what I want to point out is also a machlokas haposkim in the bracha shenosan reach tov b'peres. That's how it says in the Gemara in the end of 30 shenosan reach tov b'peres, and that's how it appears by us in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Shenosan in the past tense, but others have the text hanosain in the prayer hanosain reach tov b'peres. Right. So it says in the Shabur and Sukkotan test. Right, to quote the Eliyahu Rabbah, Shekos in the Mishasu Poskim, Mashach Lom Asher Nosam Boshon Ovar. The Chayodom, in Chelek Aleph, Klaus Samach Aleph, first in Sif Aleph, he quotes the general rule, they're not allowed to benefit without a bracha, fine. And he also says, V'yito B'yoda Hamonis. When you make a bracha on something, it's proper to hold it in the right hand, your stronger hand, to cover it for the bracha. That's why many people, when they make Havdalah, okay, you're holding the cover, you switch the hand, and you're trying not to spill the wine. You know, it's not easy. Right? You have to juggle. You're holding the wine, and make a bar per cup, and then you move it into the left hand, you pick up the right hand. Okay, put it down also. Okay, but I'm just saying, so that's chayodam. Just like we hold the lulav in the right hand, we make the bracha. Okay, anyway, yodah yamones. Then it's siv, unless you're lefty. Then it's siv bay, is the chayodam writes, a pre that's royal achila. Okay, so that's a question. You make Asher Nosan. First of all, it's Loshen is Asher Nosan Reach Tov B'Peres. Okay, it's Kenu Anusim Chol Apos V'Lo Hanosein. And he gives you various examples of different types of stuff. I'll get back to the cloves in a second. See, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also it says, Simanun Chesiv Beis, he quotes both, you know, Asher Nosan, Yesh Omim Hanosein. It's a different tradition. The Rav Palin, that's the Ben Ish Chai, in one of his tshuvas, Chelek Beis, Chelek Aruchai, and Simon Lamed Hei, he says, Shamati, I heard, that some people don't make this bracha at all because of this machlokas. We don't know what the right text is, and therefore they avoid smelling the fruit. They don't have a problem. Okay, that's an interesting way out. Yeah, shamati sheyesh nimnoim lebilti v'archav v'chal peres sheyesh b'm reach tov. Afal pishim nofim, and so on and so forth, and probably because it's nusach bracha, but he thinks you don't have to worry about that. I just want to mention now.
When you get to Olam Haba, Hashem says, are the Reni Hanaus you.
All right, that's right. So we're here, I held for good reason.
The way you saw Eden?
Yeah, find something else that has that bracha. You can, but some people don't want to do it. He just quoted something. Now, in terms of cloves, he's interesting because cloves are generally not made to eat. It's usually added to something as a spice or an ingredient, mm-hmm. I don't know, in certain types of food. So, but the truth is, that's something fruit, or shenosan reach tov b'peres, and so on. That's why there's a machlokas about cloves. Some say, since it is a fruit, and you don't eat it qua fruit, but it is, something that's eaten. That's his next question. Regardless of whether the nusach is asher nosan reach tov or hanosan reach tov, how do we define peros for this purpose? Is peros dafka something that, that is edible or something you eat as a fruit? So that's a machlokas. Some say something like cloves, you would say asher nosan reach tov, but peros, because it is, you don't eat it as a fruit. You eat it with other stuff. It's a spice. It's something, it should have that bracha. Others disagree, which is why we make or in mine besamim, because that's exactly why. Because there's a dispute about it.
But you're about to eat.
Yeah. We'll get that. Okay, now. Also another reason we'll get that too. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. So we'll try and get to it if I can. Next few minutes. So the Shulchan Aruch, by the way, just as a side point in Hilchos Shabbos, and Aruch Chaim Sim Reitz Zayin Sipalov Abdullah, Mivarchan al Besamim Yeshlo. Vimelo ain't Tzach Lachzor. You should make a bracha and have besamim on Shabbos if you have. You don't have some of them, don't worry about it. You make Havdalah anyhow. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah there, and Sifkot and Aleph writes, V'abrocha hi borei minei b'samim al eizem min shehu. Afsha b'chol tzarach levarcha kol min kibrechoso, the hainu al atzei b'samim, or atzei b'samim, or isei b'samim, or isei b'samim, and so on. B'kol mokum, motzoi Shabbos, mevarchen ala kol bori minei b'samim. On motzoi Shabbos, the Mishabur Paskin should say bori minei b'samim, regardless of what you use. Kedei shalo yavu, what John, what you said, kedei shalo yavu litos ha-hamonam, she'ein ha-kol b'kiyin, b'chol brocha miyuchedet. We don't have expertise. We don't know. So therefore, we'd be on the safe side. Et cetera, et cetera. Now he says, we don't exactly do that because it calls them makokas, and he talks about peppers and other things. But that's the mishabura, similar to what you said. That we don't know all these things. So we say barim and some. Now, what about you mentioned? Someone mentioned before, what about synthetic stuff or perfume and so on. So I quoted two tshuvas here from tshuvas Or Letzion. That's Ben Tzion Abba Shol, the great Sfaradi person who died not that long after. Not that long ago. So this tshuvas Or Letzion Chelik Beis Parik Gadal Dina Brachos and Oslam and Ches. He writes, Shelo Ha'im Mevarchim Brichas Habsamim Al Mei Bosem. That's on the, you know, it looks like perfume, basically, okay, for perfume, okay. Oh, I'm Matar Avir, right, air freshener, the air freshener, smells pleasant, they have lilac flavors and everything else, you know. Oh, Tabak Harocha, that's probably snuff, tobacco, smelling tobacco, okay. So he writes, Tuba Al Tabak Harocha and Varklau, your question, Val Mei Bosim, Hanasunan Bib Bakbuk, you have perfume in a bottle. You should make the bottle when it's in the bottle. If you're smelling it in the bottle to enjoy the fragrance. Now, most of the time, that's not the case. Most of the time, you use perfume, you dab it on, you close your face, and therefore, it's to make you smell good, but you're not lifting it up now. Lavida, 1 second. Okay, but that we'll see in a second, because that's not your purpose. You're not wet anymore. You don't have any of the flavor. We just have the smell. And he writes, "Well, mitayer avir, air freshener, ain't no mivarch. You don't make a bracha. Kevin she ain't no osu lereach el lahavir reach ra. It's not to smell good. It's to remove an unpleasant smell. You have mildew or whatever in the bathroom, so you spritz it to get rid of an unpleasant smell. Okay, but he says, but he's right. But the kana osu kadei lereach bo. If you bought it because you like once in a while to spritz this and it's to enjoy it, okay, so you make a bracha. Okay, in another tshuva." He talks about atzei b'samim. He says you need three qualifications. This is in Chelik Beis Perk of his tshuvas or Letzion Chelik Beis Perk Mem Vav. And also in Beis, he says these three things it qualifies an eighth. She'olav yotzei me'atzav alo mishar shav. Right, the leaves don't come up from the root, but they come from the branch, like we said before. Beis she'en gizo machle, that says perennial, and it has to be hard. Otherwise, you say boy, that's fine. Okay. And he says, general, in Berach al Reach Pri Bore Atze Bissam Mokom and Osir Chaber is also Yotza. And he writes, al Shoshanim, roses and other types of flowers, you make a bracha Atze Bissamim, but look at the end of Nundal. Kayom, she yesh mi mev rodim asum mechumarim kimiim, from chemical, you know, compounds. And so on. The yesh levarach alam barim and b'samim. He said, doesn't matter if it smells like that. You would still, yeah.
I was thinking about
the
assumption that's actually made from like natural material.
Yeah.
Used to be made
Now, I don't know. Now, who knows? Yeah.
All
So let's just go through a few other dinim.
Roses,
in water. Yeah. Okay, let's go a little bit again. I'm just trying to give an overview. Okay, anyway, let's just look at a few other things. The Mishnah, let me just go. I'll stay after. I want to just finish up. The Mishnah says in Brachas by Havdalah Taker, Nun Alaf Mabez. The Mishnah Brachas, Ein Mavarch and Lo Alaner, Vala Bisham Shal Nachem, Lo Alaner, Vala Bisham Shal Mason. You don't make a bracha on a candle with a Shabbos on fire used for, or some used for a goy or for a maize. And Rashi says, Tom the Kulam Parish with the Gemara. So let's look at the Gemara, what it says. Rashi tells us from the Gemara. So we'll do so. 47, Nun Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara says, Ein Mevarchan Lo, and everybody was some of them. So time on my time up. Ner Lekavod Hu Davida. When you light a candle by a deceased person, it's not there for the benefit of the flame, it's for the honor of the person. And Besomim, again, it's not relevant today, but because we have refrigeration, God forbid, when somebody dies, so sometimes it takes a while to make the arrangements, and the body will smell bad after a while, so therefore they would put petals and other things around it.
There's
a worse one. Anyway,
we don't
have to brought them to remove. Right, that's this Gemara, the source. Exactly, that's this the source. Exactly. So Omar,
when you do a Tahara.
That's true, there's still, yes. There's something else, right. We don't really need it in the same. Well, yeah, maybe when you're right up to the close to the body, you would need it. Yeah. Omar Avhuna, Bissam Shal Beis HaKise. Okay, Bissam Shal Beis HaKise. Again, things in the bathroom that smell. Or shemena asula havera zuma. Sometimes you put on some oil or whatever to get rid of the schwitz, you know, the sweat and so on. Ein v'varch halav. Then the Gemara asks, does that mean that the chol hecha, the lav l'recha vida, you don't put it on for the positive benefit of the smell, so you don't make a bracha. Then the Gemara says, what about a guy who's got a store, and he's having the smell of a food store, and it's for spice stores. Oh, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, at first, well, it's not there for the smell. It's there because he wants to sell these items. And the Gemara says, never mind. He's putting it there because he wants to bring people in. They want the smell. You ever walk by, you know, in some store and have all these places. You walk by, the ladies behind the counter spritz this stuff in. It's annoying, right? But the truth is, or restaurants. Okay, they put the fan and they blow the fan right out to the street. So you can smell the burgers. Oh, that's going to go and grab a bite, right? It's a bakery. Same thing, right? It's to attract customers. That's what the Gemara knew about that. So that's what a Pesach or Chometz on Pesach. The trade is always on. No, but let's say Chalav or let's say Chometz on Pesach. Yeah. Okay, the Rambam Paskins and Perek Tes Alof Zayin. Again, you can read Shlosha Min 49. Shlosha Min Erech Tov Ein. The three types of good smells that you don't make a bracha. Elohim reich tov she'osel reich bo. If something not like smell, let's say it's incense of avodah zara. Somebody's actually. I was once in a place, whatever. They were actually burning something incense, and it may smell good. But you don't make a bracha on that avodah zara. Or reich tov she'osel lahavi reich ra. Or if it's done to get rid of a blitz. No, or reich tov shalom nasel reich ba'atzmo. It wasn't for that purpose. And the Rambam gives examples. And for example, he mentioned about clothing. Sometimes you spritz something on clothing, so it's not there. It's to make the clothes smell good. It's not for the smell. Okay, and that's in effect. And Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Zayin to Beis of Gimel, same thing. Okay, Paskin's that way. When you're not there to smell it, it's to give smell to something else. Right, when you have clothing, the spritz or whatever is not to produce smell, it's to give a smell to the clothing. So that's not. That's what Soloveitchik said in the Rishimus in Daf Nun Gimel, the Gemara just said about Havdalah. Okay, he says that according to the Rambam, he says it's not a matter of it's a matter of is the ikur there. You know, the Rambam seems to hold that's the Rav proves. I'm staying outside to say a few moments, but the Rav proves that according to the Rambam at least. Look at the last line of that paragraph. Mavur, the Rambam Sover, the Be'ina Levarak Birchas Reach, Al Cheftza Shalboson. That has to be Mamash, has to be something there. The Ein Rochel of the Godim, because when the smell's so nice on the garments, yeah, but the smell's not there. The smell is the perfume or whatever it is absorbed into the clothes. So the actual essence of the smell is not there. So he says, at least according to the Rambam, there needs to be, and that's why the Rambam says, if you smell something, he holds that if you smell wine or avodah zara wine, it, like in a barrel or something like that, it's gone. Then you would not be in violation of enjoying avodah zara.
Not far enough.
In effect, yeah, it's one step removed. Exactly. All right. Anyway, just to finish with a few other things, it's also important that the Mishavu points out in the Bir Halacha in 52, in Reish Tzayin Tzav Beis, he says you only make a bracha on a fruit. When you're picking up the fruit for the purpose of smelling it. But if you're picking it up to eat it, and agav, you smell it. So let's say by a sukkis. You're picking up the leves, so you smell the esrog, and you enjoy it, but your purpose now is not to smell the esrog. Your purpose is to perform the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Well, your purpose in picking up the apple, right, is to eat the apple. So that's the Mishavu, right? Dafka not lo del richbo. The bezeh nasekele o pre omen lariach. Avalim haya munach lefanam al ha-shulchan. Okay, if you just had apples on the table and you happen to enjoy the smell, then you don't make it because fundamentally the apple is there for eating. And it's not for smelling. Okay?
Percentage of taste is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But that's what's in it. But the essence of a bracha, that's what the Mishavu was saying. The essence.
The bracha on opal, is it on opal and tom or just Oh, because if it's also
yeah, it probably is just on ochel. It's an interesting chakra. I don't know.
Sitting on the table.
Right.
So if nobody brought it, you wouldn't care. But now that it's there.
Right, but fundamentally, it's a fruit. So fundamentally, it's edible. Its primary purpose. That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says. Look at that lesson. He says, "V'dafka l'kadei 52." K'alirecho d'zeh nasa ki'ilu ha'pri omei l'ariyacho. You're picking it up. Yeah. Okay. That's your intention. The Chasuchim points out. We said it already. It seems you're dull. Kama reichos tovo she'olos mina tamshilin k'shem chamin ve'im rochalem ena kavana b'shorev. Cook foods that are cooking. You walk into the kitchen, you know, it smells delicious. Arab Shabbos, right? What's better? You walk past, what is a bakery? You walk past a barbecue and someone's barbecuing. It smells great, you know, but we don't make a bracha because the essence there is the eating, right? The essence essentially for food. Even though, you know, you enjoy your neighbor's making barbecues, it smells delicious, right? Or you're cooking Arab Shabbos, the kitchen smells great, right? But nevertheless, there's no bracha on those. The other things also, there's no bracha. It wasn't made for the smell. Some people enjoy freshly mowed lawn grass, you know, that has a nice smell that some people enjoy. Or some people enjoy the smell of a new car, you know, a new car smell, or leather, or whatever. So we don't make a bracha on all these things. That's not, let me just finish. Okay, if you want to see a summary of some of these dinim, I printed in 54, the Aruch HaShulchan Reish Shadzayin, Stephen Dalet, Hay and Vav, okay, gives you a summary. The Mishnah Berurah also in Reish Shadzayin, Stephen Cotton Yud, through your Dalet. Okay, if you have time, you can take a look at it. I don't want to hold everybody up. I want to just get to the last thing. Okay, we'll leave that aside. The Shartzian and Tazayin and Chav Gimel. Again, talks about different types of smells. We don't make a broch on everything and so on. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, that's snuff. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan talks about snuff. Now, the minute is people pass snuff around, but Yom Kippur, whatever it is, but there's no broch on snuff. And he says, why? He said, because the truth of the matter is, people wonder, Yeshatoma, why isn't it broch on stuff? He said, I don't think it's a tzmi at all. Because the truth of the matter is, it's not made for its pleasure. It doesn't smell good. It doesn't smell good. It cleans out your insides. Okay, you smell it, and you feel good. But the smell is not a good smell, I think. It's a very sharp. No, it smells very sharp. Okay, it makes you sneeze, and it cleans you out. Okay, you feel good afterwards, but it's not the smell that does it. I just want to finish up with an interesting comment from the B'nai Yisrael. Again, it's just an overview. I call this a lesser-known category of brachas, because we should know that there are brachas in smelling also. I just want to finish off. The B'nai Yisrael points out something fascinating. The B'nai Yisrael is on Mamar Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, which you just finished, and Mamar Aleph, Moshe Chodesh, and the Haaretz there, 59-60, based on Psukim and Bereishis. He points out, if you look at the story in Parshas Bereishis about Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, okay, so we find this file. Look what it says, Par Gimel Pasuk Vav. Vatera Isha, right, the Chava saw, Kitova Eitz Lamachal, Chisava Hu Lo'inayim. Right, she saw the tree was attractive. It looked good. I told over. I remember when I was learning with my little girl, my second daughter. I was teaching her braids, whatever. So came to this pasuk, and you know, and I made it a little dramatic. I said, and she saw the chava saw the tree looked attractive, and the fruit looked delicious. And my daughter said, this is not going to end well. It's like the Torah is almost like setting it up. Right, it's all attractive. Look, you knew what's coming next. Right, but anyway, but it says, right, so then she ate it, and then it says their eyes opened up, and they realized they were unclothed, and then they heard Hashem's voice. So B'nai Yisrael points out, these psukim in this chet of Eitz Hadas, every one of the five senses was involved except smell. Right, he says, every one of these smells, he says, Reach was the one chush, the one sense that was not, so to speak, contaminated by the chet of Eitz Hadas. And he starts off by saying that's in 59, because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Perak Aleph, very good Aleph, Pasuk, about the Mashiach, it says, the Haricho B'Yiras Hashem. He'll be enveloped in the smell, right, of Yiras Hashem. And that's Chush HaReach. He said, nearly Atam, Dinei Eitzel Chet Adam Arishon Nemrishon Kol HaChushim. He quotes the Pesukim I just showed you, except it was not the Chush HaReach. That was the one smell. Maybe that connects to the Neshama. And he says in the next part, maybe that's why we make at the very end of 59, that's why Motzei Shabbos, we talk and do something to smell, because that was the one part of the human, the original chait, which was not contaminated.
Those are not eternal.
Okay, and Achara, it goes back full circle. Right. We started with, but that's this thought is very fascinating. B'nai Yisachar, and that's why we make a bracha on the reach and so on, because it was the one sense that wasn't contaminated to that. Anyway, an overview on brachas reach. I wish everyone a good tava.
But it was all started.